Matthew Riccitiello races against time to regain peak form ahead of key mountain stages in his first Tour de France. This is exactly what we cover here every day. Join the channel if you haven't yet. After suffering a fall during stage 3, Riccitiello acknowledges he's been off his game, stating, "I haven't felt quite like myself since the fall." Despite this setback, he remains optimistic, feeling improvements ahead of the demanding climbs this weekend. His focus is clear: support team leader Paul Seixas in the mountains, where his climbing skills will be crucial. In stages 11 and 12, the pressure eases as sprinters like Olaf Koy take the spotlight. Riccitiello admits, "There's not much I can do in the leadout for Olaf, but he's ready to contribute in his climbing role." Looking ahead, Riccitiello prepares for another grand tour at the Vuelta a España, where he previously claimed the best young rider classification. He emphasizes his commitment to supporting Seixas in the tour, stating, "The tour was always for Paul." With a year of breakthrough performances behind him, Riccitiello aims to bounce back strong in the mountains and make his mark this July.